Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Second date update.
On this show, we're a fan of unique first date ideas.
Oh, for sure. We love them.
And today's caller did something that I bet you Brooke has done. Would totally do if she hasn't already.
Okay, what is it?
Brooke, I'm not talking about that one time when you and your husband, Michael, invited me over after midnight.
Oh.
Okay? We're not going to get into that now.
We were never going to talk about that, Jeff.
Oh, oops, was I not supposed to bring it up? Sorry. Because what we need to do is focus on our listener, Vicky, today.
Okay.
Vicky, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Dude, hey. We are playing some jazzy music for you, Vicky.
Yeah. I like it.
Look out, because after this, you might also get a 1 a.m. invitation over to Brooke's house. But tell us about the date and the guy that you met up with recently. What's his name?
His name's Greg.
Okay.
Okay, Greg.
Where'd you meet Greg?
So we met online about a month ago on a dating app.
Okay.
And I'm not going to toot my own horn, but I think I'm pretty good looking. I used to model.
Okay.
I was a Hooters calendar girl for a couple years as well.
You say the Hooters calendar girl?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I mean, when was the last time they issued a Hooters calendar?
I think they still do.
Do they still do?
Okay.
Yeah.
Our calendar's updated. Our calendar in studio is outdated. So if you want to send a couple of those over here, we take a few off your hands.
All right. So you look good in some tube socks. I love it.
Okay.
Yes.
And what did you like about Greg?
Pretty cute, but what I liked is that he was persistent. He kept trying to message me, but he also was very sweet. So he would send me every single morning. It was good morning, beautiful, every night's good night. Wanted to,
Okay.
Now, did you like that? Because some girls don't. There's girls that are that's too much.
It wasn't too much. It was very sweet. But let me tell you, I think one of the best qualities a man can have is thoughtfulness. And he was very, thoughtful.
Yeah, can I ask, why did you bring up how attractive you are at the beginning of this? No, I just, I don't mean it in a mean way. I mean, I'm glad you're really attractive. Are you saying that he should be grateful that he went out with you, or?
I don't want to say that because it's I don't want to be mean, but maybe a little bit out of my league.
Wait.
You're out of his league,
or he's out of yours?
He's
in the minors. Yeah. You're in the majors. Yeah,
yeah. I'm a little bit out of his league.
Okay. Now the Hooters statement is making more sense.
Okay.
Well, it's nice of you to give Greg a chance. What did you guys do?
So have you guys seen the TikTok challenge where you paint each other?
Oh, yeah.
The couples paint each other?
No,
I don't think so.
I actually did this with my husband 6 years ago.
You painted each other?
No, but we had a draw off, and we each got 10 minutes to draw each other, and you can't see it until the reveal at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
pay each other, and then you reveal it at the end.
Yeah, and whoever wins keeps
I have
the...
They painted, but they painted each other's bodies and then wrestled each other afterwards. It was a little weirder.
Is that what you guys did? You painted each other's faces or portraits?
No, we weren't painting no bodies. It was just we were painting on the little...
canvas.
Yes, on the canvas. So we were painting on the canvas. We didn't show each other until the end.
Okay.
All right. Because that's how the challenge works. You both like secretly try and draw each other's faces. And then at the very end, there's a big reveal to see how you each like just see each other.
Basically how bad it is.
Yeah.
I mean.
Or how good it is.
But it's interesting.
But that's the fun because it's probably going to be bad.
It's a lot of staring at each other in order to get that done. Did that make you feel comfortable?
Yeah. Listen, I was fine with it and I thought it was fun. It was different. I feel like there's a lot of pressure when you go to dinner to like have full conversation the whole time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And this was your idea?
Yeah. And I did a little bit of art in college. So my picture was decent.
Okay. That's usually how it goes in the things. The girls are pretty good. How was Greg's painting?
It was so bad.
Yeah.
Like, I have like red hair, and I swear to God, I'm not even kidding. I resembled like Woody Woodpecker. Like, borderline offensive.
Oh. Wow.
Borderline offensive. What was your reaction when you saw it?
I was like, okay, that's really bad. Like, we kind of laughed it off.
That's good.
Oh, you were able to laugh. Okay.
If you were really mad at him, then that's why he's not calling
you
back.
It wouldn't be fun if they were both good.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I mean, overall, the painting sounded like a success in general.
Mm-hmm. The date.
It was fine. So then we leave there, and then we went on a little stroll, and there was like a street vendor. We shared a churro.
Like he bit one end, she bit the other.
Lady
and
the Tramp style.
Mm-hmm. No, like we just handed it back and forth to each other. Nothing crazy.
Oh, okay. So how did you guys leave it?
So we left in our Ubers or whatnot, and
same Uber or separate Ubers?
I think she said S.
Separate.
Okay.
But ever since, he's been acting so different. Like there's no more compliments, no more sweet texts in the morning.
Oh, that's interesting.
Good morning, good night.
Well, going back to the date night, was there, like, did you end on a hug? Was there a kiss? Like, what was the level of romance?
It was, like, the typical, like, hug with the side cheek kiss. It wasn't,
Okay. That's not terrible.
And where are the paintings at? Do you keep them?
Hey.
Oh, that's a good question, Alexis.
Or are they kindling?
I'm going to be honest. We were sitting for a second, and we had them in a bag, and I think we left them on. Unless he took them, I don't have them.
Okay. Well, that's good. You both. At least you both didn't really care too much.
Yeah.
Well, what am I going to do with it? Like, come on.
Frame it.
I know. It could have been a cute thing for your wedding day if this
maybe he
works
was
out.
Really proud of his work and you insulted him.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Like, maybe he thought he did a real good job.
Or she said it was really bad. I'm sure he knew.
I don't know. Men's egos get hurt in weird ways, man.
Yeah, you're right.
It
about
was
that.
Borderline offensive.
Well,
okay.
We'll call him.
That.
We're
even
gonna,
her ego was hurt, Brooke.
We're going to call him and ask him about it. We're going to come back, do your second date update right after this.
Second date update.
Welcome back to Second Date Update. And our listener, Vicky, actually gave me a great idea.
Yeah, what was it?
We should do a show hangout night where we all paint each other.
Wow, I'm down.
Jose, will you paint me?
I would love to paint you, bro.
I'm just going to be wearing a Brooke and Jeffrey beaded necklace.
Oh, no, hey, hold on.
With a bandana over my forehead and nothing else.
You should have said all that before.
Is this night optional?
Yeah. It's like, no, we're gonna be,
I don't think that we need to be there. I think it's just between them.
Yeah,
so it's fine.
Leave us alone.
You guys are always into show bonding. What's not good about this?
Yeah, I think it'd be great for you too.
Everybody.
I'm busy.
We didn't even set a date, Alexa.
Busy.
Well, that's too bad. I only bring it up because that's what Vicky did with her date, Greg, with their clothes on.
Not the bandana.
They just painted each other's faces.
Not like the French girl.
She's confused because they haven't planned another one yet, and in her opinion, she is slightly out of Greg's league.
Whoa.
But she's willing to still give him a chance.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice, Brooke?
It is nice.
Which no one asked, but
Brooke, you're also into charity. You've dated way down before. What do you have to say here to Vicky?
You know, I don't know. Maybe he's just too nervous. Maybe he knows that he's out of his league, and some guys just automatically in their head are like, oh, she hates me.
That's a good
I'm
point.
Too ugly. And they write themselves off.
He could think, oh, I can't take her on a regular date. What do I do next? I've never dated a model.
Has that ever happened to you before, Vicky, where a guy's like intimidated by you?
Yeah, I mean, it's very rare. That's why, like, I kind of do dating apps, because I feel like people get a little more brave behind their phone, because I'll go out and guys will stare at me, but nobody will come talk to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have any experience with something like that, but, like, my best friend is drop dead gorgeous. And
is she single?
Thank you, Brooke, for complimenting me and calling me drop dead gorgeous. Wow.
That's why
the compliments are just flying around the studio all morning today. Yeah. You know what? Let's bring this good energy into the phone call. I'm going to dial up Greg. We're going to see what he has to say. You ready, Vicky?
Yep.
All right, let's do it. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, we're looking to speak with Greg.
This is he. Who's this?
Hey, Greg.
Hey, Greg.
Morning. Sorry,
hope I didn't interrupt your nap or anything, but we're a radio show.
Oh, he laughed at that.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that win something or something?
No.
Well,
better.
There is something. We're doing something called a second date update, where we're trying to help one of our listeners reconnect with you after you've been on one date with her before.
It sounded like a great date.
And her name is Vicky.
Okay, yeah. I remember Vicky.
Okay. Great. The art date, right?
And how do you remember her?
Well, she's all right. You know, she's pretty. I feel like the date went all right.
That's good.
Okay.
All right.
If she's, you know, in your words, all right, then why hasn't there been more interactions with her after the art date? Because we heard a lot about it.
So wait, you talked to her about it then?
Well, yeah, we tried to get the review of the date from her first before we call you. And she's really confused. Like, she's trying to figure out why there hasn't been any plans for a second meetup.
I don't know, man. It's just not a lot of depth to her, you know?
Not a lot of depth?
What do you mean by that? Like, what were you expecting?
Well, she doesn't have a lot of interests or hobbies or anything. Like, I was trying to ask her stuff, like, what do you do? And she says she goes to work and then goes home, gets dinner, then sometimes watches a show, hangs out with her friend.
Okay.
That's not deep enough for Greg.
I was trying to dig a little more. Like, do you go hiking or do yoga or play an instrument or sports? No, I don't do any of that.
Oh.
Okay. Oh. But she took you on a cool date night.
Oh, okay. Did she like art? Is she? Yeah. That's why she did. You guys did art?
It didn't seem like she was too into art.
Oh.
So that's a turn off for you, that she doesn't have a lot of interests
in general?
Yeah, just wanted to have some sort of, you know, interests or hobbies that we could share. Like,
yeah.
So wait, just because she's not interested now doesn't mean she couldn't be in the future. I mean, some people, it's hard. It's hard being an adult and like balancing it all, you know?
Yeah.
Some people don't get hobbies till they're like in their 80s and 90s.
Yeah. Why do you think crocheting was invented?
Right.
Wow. I mean, yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah. And look, here's one hobby that I can tell you she does have that you might not know about.
Yeah.
And that's listening to our radio show and secretly being on the other phone line.
You guys can both listen.
God, she's
eavesdropping
so cool
on conversations that we're having. With people.
That is so interesting.
That's really cool, right?
Does Greg get it?
Are you telling me she's been listening this whole time?
Oh, yeah, Greg. You're a smart one.
He is quick.
Great.
Wow.
He's
deep. Wow, Greg.
Yeah,
really?
He's got that.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-oh. So there's Vicky, uh-oh, Greg.
You know what? Uh-oh. You know why I didn't tell you what my quote hobby is?
Oh.
Greg? Because my hobby is actually me.
What?
Your hobby? What?
What? Oh, no.
Your hobby's you?
Let me explain. He's just sitting here telling you guys how pretty I looked that night. You think that was an accident? You think the magical fairy godmother just came into my house and she just poof, hit me on the head with the wand and just, I look like this?
Yeah, go on.
That would be cool if that was an option.
You tell him, queen.
No, it's because making myself look good is my hobby.
Okay. Oh. All right. Well, okay. Well, I think we may have hit a sore spot here.
Yeah. You sound kind of mad, Vicky.
No, because it's ridiculous. I'm looking for a husband and I want to look good for my said husband.
Yeah.
Like, do you think I have time to go hiking? Do you think there's time for that? Do you know how long it takes to get hair extensions put in or get your lashes done? It's hours.
Yeah, but you
hours.
Do that
every few weeks. It's
Greg, you didn't consider that her putting energy into herself could be her own interests and her own hobbies?
Huh.
I didn't, and clearly that's negligence on my part. she's very adept at it.
Ah.
Greg's scared.
Yeah.
He's very scared
okay.
right now.
Well, she did come in.
Vicky came in.
You know what?
There.
I tell you what, Greg. How about we go out? I'm not going to wear any makeup. I'm not going to do my hair.
Oh.
Yes.
So that we can have an in-depth conversation. You can see the real me, and we can actually spend some time together. And then you can decide if you'd like me to put that time into a hobby. Or you'd like me to put it into looking good for you.
That sounds like a Brooke date with no makeup on.
I feel like I'm kind of scared right now.
I feel like it didn't need to be said like that.
For real.
I think Greg just hung up the phone.
No, Greg wants to go out with her
still.
Oh, you're still there.
That was a good offer.
Yeah.
We're trying to help you, Greg.
That's a pretty sweet offer. What do you think about that, Greg?
I'm fine if she still wants to put on a little bit of makeup. I mean, that's all right.
Oh, yeah. Because Greg doesn't want you to give up your hobbies for him.
You guys can never tell anybody.
Exactly.
You can tell him you have it on. You won't know.
He supports you in your hobbies, Vicky. That's why he wants to see you again.
He wants a little depth, but not enough that would sacrifice how hot you are.
Yeah.
Okay, I see how it is,
very
Greg.
Generous of him.
Yeah.
That's what every guy wants, right?
Whatever makes her happy.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. What a sensitive, caring, understanding man you are, Greg.
Oh, that's it.
You're the type of person who deserves a second date paid for by a radio station.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
And we're willing to pay for that date if you want to see Vicky one more time.
I mean, I didn't know what your hobbies was, but now that I know that your hobby is your face and body, self-care, then sure.
Self-care. Wow. That's a good label to put on.
Yeah.
We'll call
being
it self-care.
Hot.
So, Vicky, you still up for meeting up with Greg?
Honestly, I don't know.
You don't know now?
I am so angry. It's not even funny.
Hey, just show up looking like Gollum from Lord of the Rings. I mean, it'll be hilarious.
How would he know, I mean, what it takes to look like Vicky?
No one
would know.
No, it's not that. It's him saying that there's nothing else there. Like, I just want you to know, I also graduated college top of my class. Like, I'm not some bozo girl.
And she was top of the Hooters calendar.
And I was. Listen, I am proud of that.
If you're going to be mad at anybody, you should be mad at Brooke.
Why am I?
Yeah.
She was the one who was like, why are you even talking about how beautiful you are in the beginning of this call?
Oh, yeah. That's her obsession. Brooke.
She's the one that said that she was.
You don't appreciate her hobbies, Brooke.
Why is
women supporting women in this?
Yeah,
Brooke.
For ladies. Everybody,
I just wanted to make sure it was
room.
Clear that Greg was dating up, okay?
We think everyone's beautiful on
that
this
she
show.
Was giving him a chance.
Vicky, I am shocked and appalled about how this woman degraded you.
Yeah.
I would love to hang out and we can talk about it.
Degrade her at all.
You
all
tell
right.
Brooke.
What? Vicky.
What is...
Yeah, how's that feel?
Meet up with Greg just to rub it in Brooke's face.
Vicky.
Spite.
I think you're fine. I mean, I
still
don't.
Oh, just fine? Is that it?
Fine.
All the work that she put in. It's
That's
just
all
okay?
you're going to give her is fine?
Okay, listen. I still don't agree that doing your eyelashes and getting extensions is a hobby, okay?
She's doubling
down. Shut her mic off.
Now you're offending Alexis.
But like.
Wow.
Vicky, what do you have to say? We're running out of time. One more date with Greg.
I appreciate
Don't listen to Brooke.
She is clearly not a feminist.
Agreed.
I'll give him one last shot.
All right.
Yay!
There we go. Suck it, Brooke.
Yeah.
In your face.
Brooke, give a shout out to your favorite man.
What?
Anti-feminist.
What is happening?
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You know, there's a famous saying, nothing brings people together like having a common enemy.
Why am I the enemy? I've done nothing wrong.
Vicky and Greg found their common nemesis.
Oh, my God.
Brooke, the anti-feminist.
Wow.
Don't you ever say that again.
Doesn't think that eyebrows can be a hobby.
Well, they're not a hobby, Jeff. They're not a hobby.
For her, they are.
Okay, in beauty, sure, can be an interest, but let's get a grip here.
Yeah.
Let's pull it back. Wow. All right. Yes.
It's happened more than a few times on our show where Brooke will say something and make somebody mad. We're all being sarcastic, by the way. These are jokes that are coming from us.
Although, guide them, though.
Greg, who knew he was in trouble, definitely jumped on the bandwagon and was like, she doesn't believe in you. She hates your hobbies.
Yeah, what?
So you can imagine how that conversation is going to go between them on their second date.
And for the record, because I've dated a lot of you, if makeup and beauty is your hobby, keep it up, okay?
Oh, God.
Told a girl once she looks better without makeup, and she's like, it took me 2 hours to do this. Right. Why would you tell me to not wear it? I was like,
It's tough.
I have to be a feminist. Things like that make me not like men.
But make sure to follow our podcast at Brooke and Jeffrey wherever you get yours, and you can email the show. We'll call that person who's not calling you back.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.